Just to review some of the halachot that we learned in the past few days. The halacha says in Siman Resh Pebet, Akol Olim Neminyan Sheva'a Afilu Katam, that everybody is able to take an aliyah from one of the seven aliyot on Shabbat, even a katan. And from here we learn halacha that on Shabbat, if we have, let's say, a minor, less than bar mitzvah, it's permissible to give him one of the aliyot to the Sefer Torah. Although Rabbeinu Ari said, specifically it's referring to aliyat shvi'i, however, the poskim outside of Rabbeinu Ari were lenient to give him any of the aliyot on Shabbat, one of the aliyot. Although the Magen Abraham was strict that you shouldn't give a katan aliyat kohen, because since the aliyat kohen is given to the kohen because of a pasuk that says v'kiddashto, you're supposed to give him the respect, ki etlechem elohecha makriv, because he brings the korbanot, and since the katan cannot bring korbanot, so it doesn't qualify for kohen. However, the poskim reject them again. Abraham, Achav Avadiyah brings down, we send a Baal Mum for Kohen also, even though we cannot bring Korbanot. And Achav Avadiyah holds that just like Katan can be Ole Leminyan Shiva, he also can be Ole Fa'aliyat Kohen. As he writes in the Hazon Avadiyah, in Hilchot Shabbat, on page Resh Mem Tet in the Tziyunim. So that's why we have the custom on Shabbat to send up a Katan, even though Achav Avadiyah Daya Alav Shalom in Yaskil Abdi said that the custom is not to send up a Katan at all, Achav Avadiyah rejects that and says that the custom, maybe in his Beth Knesset, was not to send up Katanim. However, in Klal Yisrael they sent up Katanim, and not only can he go up, but the poskim say he can go up and read his Aliyah. That's a very important yisod, because in the olden days when a Katan would go up, there was no Baal Kori. Each guy would read his own Aliyah. And Achav Avadiyah is very clear on that as well. That not only is Katan Ole, now does he make the Berachot, but he's Kore. You might ask, how can the Katan Kore in the Sefer Torah, how can he motzi the Rabbim Yedehobatam? The Rabbim have an obligation to hear the Sefer Torah. He's a minor. Hazan cannot be, Katan cannot be Hazan. Katan cannot read the Megillah for the Sibur. And because of that question, there were poskim that said, for that reason, the Katan should not read the Aliyah. For example, Achem Ben Sion Chai Oziel, one of the former chief rabbis of Israel, was posek that based on this, he should not read. Rabbi Avadiyah Adaya also said he should not read the Sefer. However, Achem Avadiyah brings a very important shita of the Me'ili, that the Me'ili says that the obligation of reading Sefer Torah is different than the other obligations. It's a mitzvah that the kiryah should be heard in the sibur. And therefore, since it should be heard, it doesn't matter who makes it heard. Whether an adult makes it heard, or a katan. Whereas, when it comes to Megillah, each individual just hayav to hear the Megillah from a klaf, and to read it himself. Mashiach, when it comes to chayuv sefer Torah, it's a less of a chayuv. It has to be heard in the sibur. And therefore, he says that's why they were lenient to Lahway Katan to read it. That's a very important me'idi to discern between the hayuv of kiryat sefer Torah besibur to other hayuvim. And therefore, Achav Avadiyah says it's clear. Not only can he take the aliyah, but he's also able to read his aliyah as well. The question would be, can a katan read the whole sefer Torah on Shabbat? For example, let's say you don't have a gadol to read. They're in a place, the gadol didn't prepare, doesn't know the ta'amim. Happens to be have a katan, and they knows how to read. Is it permissible to let the katan read? The Mishtabura brings down from a prima gadim that says, in a case where there's nobody to read, one can rely even on a katan in order to read the Sefer Torah. And that's the Achav Avadiyah rules as well. That of course if there's a gadol, we should let the gadol read. But if there's no gadol to read, and the only one that knows how to read the Sefer Torah properly is a katan, he's allowed to read not only his aliyah, but he's allowed to read the entire parasha as well, and the kahal will be yotzeh yedei chovatam. Now the question then is, that which we said you can send up a katan on Shabbat, what about sending a katan on a Monday and a Thursday? Can I send them up for Aliyat Shilishi, let's say. Is Israel a Muslim Aliyat Shilishi? On a Monday and Thursday, for example, it says Bar Mitzvah. And our custom is we don't get Bar Mitzvah on the day that we're fully Bar Mitzvah. They get Bar Mitzvah a few months before. Can they give him an Aliyah to the Sefer Torah on Monday and the Thursday? And if that's the case, can he read? So Acham Avadiyah says that it's clear, it seems clear from the opinion of Harambam and Rabbeinu Yeshaya Rishon and Maharam Merutenberg and Abu Darham and Tashbetz and many other of the Rishonim, as well as the Shita of the Beit Yosef, that this law of sending a katan up doesn't only apply to Shabbat, but Hu Adin, it applies to Monday and Thursday. And therefore, Acham Avadiyah says that it would be permissible in the case where a child is celebrating his bar mitzvah, where our custom is to make a party, to invite the people, to put on tefillin, and so on and so forth, and as a inyan to make the bar mitzvah party, and to say Yishem, on that day there's no tachanunim, he says, even though he's not fully bar mitzvah, but the day that they celebrate and they inaugurate his entrance into the mitzvot. So therefore, he's lenient, Acham Avadiyah, he can give the katan aliyat shilishi, and he can read his bar mitzvah part as well, based on the many rishonim. Again, Acham Avadiyah Adaya was against this, but Acham Avadiyah Alav HaShalom showed that there's many opinions of the rishonim that are lenient. Again, to not only send the katan up on Shabbat, but even to send them up on Monday and a Thursday, and that is the halacha. The last question would be: are ladies obligated in the mitzvah of Kiryat Sefer Torah? So even though the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from Masechet Sofrim that it says that there's a mitzvah for the ladies to come here to Sefer Torah, to come here to Targum of the Sefer Torah, however, he says that's only a Chumrah, Alpi Musar. Ladies are not mandated to hear the Sefer Torah at all. Maybe during Parashat Zachor, which is from the Torah, could be ladies should make an effort to come to the Beit Knesset, but outside of that parasha, the ladies are not obligated like the men are in the Sibur in order to hear the Sefer Torah.